Now we turn to this story. It was exactly 120 years ago this week that Praguers got their first ride in an electric tram. Today they are a staple of the city's hilly streets, and state-of-the-art wagons have long been one of the country's best products. To mark the occasion and remind the city what its first trams were like, the National Technical Museum has opened up its garage and sent a fleet of historic trams back out into the traffic. Christian Falvey has more.
First out of the station on Monday's procession was Museum Wagon 500, which is only out on the streets of Prague on special occasions. About the only similarities it has to a modern tram are the presence of wheels and the colors, gold and red, taken from the city's coat of arms. I'll leave the rest of the description to Pavel Fojtík, the head of the archive of the Prague Public Transit Company.
The first trams in Prague were simple, open carriages without walls. They were closed in the front in a way, but there was no glass. So the driver was subjected to every kind of discomfort possible. When it rained into the tram as well, which was also one of the reasons that these first electric trams were never operated in the winter months.
The first electric trams went into operation in Prague on July 18, 1891, on the first electric tracks in the country. The original single-track line traversed a mere 800 meters, beginning at today's Technical Museum, where there was a large wooden depot that also served as a waiting room for passengers. It was the fulfillment of a dream for František Křižík, the famous Czech engineer who had invented the arc lamp. Intended as a sign of technological prowess, it was launched at a jubilee exhibition marking 100 years of Czech industry and invention. That first line aroused a lot of curious attention as an attraction, and 2 years later it was even extended by another 700 meters. But there simply was not the population in the area to make its running practical. After 10 years of seasonal operation, it had ferried only 500,000 passengers. But the real purpose of Křižík's new company wasn't practical, but promotional.
It was a kind of provocation to get Prague moving, that first line. As soon as Křižík's ideas about an electric track on Letná became known, Prague started considering the idea that it could build a network of electric tracks, but it took the city many long years.
Křižík was soon asked to build a line connecting Prague with the districts of Libeň and Vysočany. Another line soon appeared between the independent townships of Královské Vinohrady and Žižkov. But still the brunt of Prague's traffic would be borne by horse-drawn vehicles for almost 15 more years, when the city began to monopolize the electric tram and bus business. Looking at their frequently malfunctioning vehicles back then, could the city have had any idea how busy the network would eventually become? Pavel Fojtík again.
All told, between July 18, 1891 and the end of 2010, all those electric trams have carried more than 36 billion passengers. The trams of Prague City Transit Authority have traveled over 5.7 billion kilometers. When I count that up, it's 15,000 times the distance between the Earth and the moon.
The Prague Public Transit Company currently has a fleet of almost 1,000 trams, 600 of which travel 33 routes a day. The amount of track is 10 times what it was 100 years ago, with 538 kilometers of track. Of the original line, nothing remains, except for a small piece hidden in the grass near the entrance to Stromovka Park, where František Křižík laid the ground for the future of Prague transit.
Thank you there, Christian Falvey, reporting on the 120th anniversary